in this battle for King of the Mountain. You may not like to hear this, but you're being told and warned because history is coming to its culmination. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Come out of her, my people, says the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And Edward Bernays, the father of modern-day propaganda, the man who has made a lot of money from suddenly from Lucky Strike, he convinced women they should smoke. And he got them smoking back in the 1920s, 1930s, killed millions of women because of his effective propaganda campaign. And then, of course, They got us to believe that water fluoridation, with all of its complications, for the fact that it dumbs down our mind, increases the incidence of cancer, and increases infertility. But this was good for us because it helped children from getting cavities. Of course, control studies show it doesn't. But Edward Bernays, writing in a book called Propaganda in the 1920s, said, you know, our minds are molded, our ideas formed, our tastes suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And Edward Bernays understood how it really works. The media controls largely what we think. And today, of course, why we're all upset about Obamacare and all the problems with Obamacare and all the complications that have come about, and then we're concerned because the media is telling us certainly that there's going to be problems as far as our spying on our friends. Listening to the telephone conversations of people all throughout the world, not just here in America. Of course, President Obama got on the television and lied to the American people on Jay Leno and said, we're not listening to your telephone conversations. We're not recording your telephone conversations. And most people find it hard to believe that Barack Obama would go on television and tell a bold-faced lie on Jay Leno, but I heard him do it. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are not talking about the major issues. And the major issue, as far as I'm concerned today, is what's going on in the Middle East, as far as Israel, as far as its neighbors, as far as Iran is concerned. And with us this evening is John Quirk, who is well over 25 years with the intelligence agencies. At the present time, he certainly works with people throughout the world on financial matters, but he has contacts with people with intelligence agencies still. And I've asked him to come on. He's been on before, but I've asked him to come on to update you on what's really going on over there in the Middle East, because, of course, it foreshadows a major war which is coming, a major war between Israel and Iran. And, of course, what will happen to the United States as a result of that war? Well, John Quirk, you pick up the story and tell our listeners what you're getting from the people you're talking to from intelligence agencies around the world.
Well, good evening, Stan. Yes, I would say that usually when a president is in office, he has a variety of foreign policy crises that exhibit over a period of years when he's holding office. Obama has managed to have major foreign policy problems and crisis and failures with Saudi Arabia, with Europe, with the Turks and Egypt, and a big one is coming with Israel, all in the last few weeks. The problem with the Saudis is they've lost faith in the United States, and they're aligning themselves with the Gulf states and Israel. They're basically telling the United States they want to downsize intelligence and law enforcement relations, military agreements, and so on. Europe is very upset, as you know, about the accusations of NSA spying, although that's been going on since the end of World War II. Egypt is upset because Obama's threatening to cut some of the military aid and wipe out the Muslim Brotherhood, which probably will be done anyway. Turkey is moving more and more on an accelerated basis to Islam. There's rumors that the Turks are supplying the Muslim Brotherhood with weapons in Egypt, in the Sinai. Turkey has also made a huge $4 billion agreement with China for arms. And now we have the real crisis that's brewing over the next few weeks, and that's with Iran.
Okay, fine. I want you to hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with John Kirk.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly John is pointing out the fact that suddenly Obama wants to negotiate some sort of an agreement with Iran and see if we can't just all get along together. And basically, of course, with Iran's promise that they will not build a bomb, to make all sorts of concessions, to lift the sanctions, where there are people in Congress, certainly, who are saying, look, we've got to certainly toughen the sanctions against Iran, and what we need to do is get a couple of countries, India and China and Japan, other countries, just to stop buying oil from Iran. It really hurt them, certainly economically, so that they'll come around and they will certainly forego building a nuclear weapon. And of course, basically, everything is up in the air, according to John Quirk, our guest. Why certainly later this week or next week, why there's going to be a meeting between certainly the president and the leaders certainly of our Congress to try to work out some sort of an agreement on how we should approach this situation. But what you're seeing over there in the Middle East is a seething cauldron ready to explode. Israel is ready to attack Iran. Iran is ready to respond with an attack on Israel. And, of course, if that happens, you're going to see Hezbollah, Syria, Hamas joining in this attack, certainly on Israel, if Israel attacks Iran. Pick up the story, John, because this people are focusing their attention on the wrong issues, because this could have a profound impact on the United States, far more of an impact than Obamacare and the other things we're spending all of our time talking about, which, of course, is a tragedy, but it's a self-created tragedy, whereas this other one could certainly plunge us indirectly or directly into a major war in the Middle East. Go right ahead, John.
Well, here's the bottom line. There's not going to be one deal. Any kind of firm deal is going to take months and months of negotiation. Israel knows once there's a firm deal, it will not be able to attack Iran. What Obama is doing what is called a scaled-down deal. It's going to be a deal in steps. He has already recently offered to unfreeze all of the billions of dollars in assets, while at the same time keeping the sanctions on. In other words, the Iranians have said, we're going to stop developing, we're only developing nuclear research for peaceful purposes, which is a lie. Europe and the United States do not believe that. Obama does not believe it. Israel does not believe it. But the Iranians are saying they're making an effort to scale down. Congress wants the economic sanctions to squeeze them more. Obama has gone to the Iranians and said, well, look, as an act of good faith, we have to keep the sanctions on. You know, we have the Israeli lobby. We have a tough Congress. We have the Tea Party that doesn't get along with me. But what I can do as the president is unfreeze all the billions of dollars. So that's part one of the scale-down process. Part two is November 7th, the P5 plus one talks, Europe and the United States, start again in Geneva with Iran. Now, this is where Israel has had it with the United States. The rift is already building. Israel knows if we make an overall deal in the next few months, they will not be able to attack Iran. But they see a scaled-down deal is making the Iranians stronger and stronger, and the United States keeping away from treaties that we've made with Israel. So Israel is prepared to do this. They're going to watch what happens over the next few weeks, not the next few months. And this is probably what's going to happen. Congress may give the United States a few weeks, may give Obama and Kerry a few weeks to negotiate, but they've basically, it's like the debt ceiling. It's like closing the government down. More and more members of Congress are fed up with the Obama administration's foreign policy. Even the Democrats are. You know, the Democrats and Republicans will fight each other on Obamacare and other issues, the debt ceiling, closing the government down. But historically, going back 200 years, Democrats and Republicans close ranks on national security issues. And that's what I think you're going to see happen. They'll probably give Obama a little bit more time to negotiate, but Obama is going to start scaling down negotiations, and it's going to damage Israel. And this is what Israel is going to do. Israel is going to get more paranoid, more angry at Obama. Netanyahu and Obama don't get along anyway. And if they see the United States starting to unfreeze assets, give more oil technology, recognize Iran as the regional power over the next few weeks, they will attack probably by December. They will not wait for the United States. The other people that are pressuring Israel are the Sunnis in the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia.
And
they've had it with Iran.
And I think this is really what's so significant. It's actually the Saudi Arabians, although certainly Muslim and ostensibly enemies of Israel, are basically encouraging Israel to take on Iran because, of course, the Saudis hate the Iranians. They're Shia Muslims. The Saudis are Sunni Muslims, and the Sunnis and Shia Muslims don't get along together. And so basically behind the scenes, and this is what I'm getting, is that Saudi Arabia is actually encouraging Israel. Is that, you get that impression, John?
Very much. And not only that, more and more intelligence is showing that all of the Arab countries, except the extreme Shias, where you have the Shia arc, Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Lebanon, those are the only four countries that really support Iran of the Arab world. The other 22 Arab countries are angry at the United States, angry at Obama. The Arabs, let's talk about the Arabs. The Iranians are Persians. Let's talk about the Arabs per se. They're angry at the United States, not just the Saudis and the Gulf states, the other states. So Mr. Obama has managed to get all of the Arab countries angry, our old allies, the Saudis, angry, and the Gulf states, which we protect, angry, and cause a rift with the only democracy in the Mideast, Israel. So now look at the other aspects of Obama's foreign policy. The Europeans are very angry about this NSA spying. They're angry that they even contribute only 1.5% of the total budget of NATO. They could use this as an excuse to pull out of NATO, the NSA spying. They've lost confidence in the United States' decision-making in foreign policy. And what you basically have is Obama has managed to completely isolate the United States. Turkey's against us. Egypt doesn't like us. The Sunnis don't like us in the Gulf states. Israel is fed up. Europe is fed up. And our big allies, Germany and Japan, are starting to wonder about our decision-making abilities. And they're looking at, gee, are we on the bottom of the pile compared to Iran? And here's the thing. Iran, I agree with the Israelis. I think Iran is, they are playing us. Who's behind them? The Chinese and the Russians. The Russians let Mr. Obama fall into this trap with Syria. Russia is also giving counsel to Iran on negotiating tactics with the United States. Russia is everywhere trying to poke us in the eye. They want to support Iran to be the regional power because they're partners with Iran. The Syrians are partners with Iran. So Obama's foreign policy is nothing but a disaster in the Middle East. Congress is trying to save it. And start watching what happens after Thursday and Friday to the secret negotiations that Obama and Kerry are doing with Congress. And the more we have a scaled-down agreement with Iran, the more Israel is starting to prepare. One of the things Israel is already doing is they're moving emergency trauma centers in all the parking lots around all their major hospitals. They expect that the Iranians will counterattack after they attack. I met with a lot of Israelis, medical people, military people Sunday. And they are ready. They have lost all confidence in the United States. They do not want to see a major deal. And so Obama is doing this scaled-down deal where he's going to try to give in to the Iranians to try to make peace in chunks, if you will. And what are the Iranians doing? They're saying, okay, we'll stop enriching uranium. They don't have to. They've got enough enriched uranium that they could make a bomb in 3 to 4 weeks, probably 3 to 4 atomic bombs, 60 megaton bombs.
And let me just point out that our friends, Cheryl Hancock, who's sort of our correspondent living over there, and she just came over here for a time, but she's gone back now over. She's living in a suburb of Jerusalem. Everybody over there now has a gas mask. They didn't have them 2 or 3 months ago. Other 40% of the population, the Israelis, didn't have gas masks. They've had a rough situation. They passed gas masks out. Suddenly everybody in their home has a safe room, and they've learned how to seal those safe rooms and how long they can be in them when there's no air coming in. All the civil defense centers, the underground places for people to go, are being revitalized and certainly being prepared and stocked with food and water. Basically, the Israelis are preparing for what they believe is a war that is very, very imminent. This is your impression, isn't it, John?
Absolutely. And what the Israelis are doing now, they're trying to save the relationship with Mr. Obama. And what they're doing, AIPAC and all the Israeli project and all the Israeli lobbies and PR people in this country are lobbying all members of Congress to tighten the sanctions. Now, the Secretary of Treasury, Mr. Liu, and Kerry, and possibly Obama are going to hold secret meetings, as I said, Thursday and Friday, to try to convince Congress that the sanctions are working. But you see, the sanctions may be squeezing the Iranian people, but Russia has been smuggling aid into Iran, certainly military aid. They're giving them all kinds of financial aid. You know, they're still shipping oil to these countries, South Korea, India, Japan, China. China's taking as much oil as they can.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan, and certainly John, is pointing out that the Israelis are not going to wait. Basically, they think they're running out of time. They said they do not trust the Iranians to come up with a peaceful solution. They think that suddenly Iran either has a weapon, an atom bomb, or they can have it at any day. I honestly, from my sources, I think that they already have the nuclear weapons. Israel is certainly threatening to attack Iran. We're talking about within a few weeks. Certainly Saudi Arabia is certainly breaking away from the United States. Saudi Arabia had actually turned down their seat on the United Nations Security Council, or certainly on one of the key positions there in the United Nations, as an insult, a direct insult to the United States. And Saudi Arabia is in essence saying, we don't trust the United States anymore. And increasingly, the countries in that part of the world do not trust the United States one way or the other. And basically, what we're seeing is something between 100 and 200,000 missiles aimed at Israel. Some people say 100,000, some people say 200,000. And these are not certainly the amateurish missiles that they've had in the past, like Hamas has had, where you sort of wind them up and you fire them and you don't even know where they're going to land. You just sort of point them in the right direction. But these are increasingly sophisticated missiles that can be well targeted. And Hezbollah is holding them, Syria is holding them, Iraq is holding them, Iran is holding them, and they can all be launched at Israel. How could Israel put up with an attack from 50,000 missiles, 100,000 missiles, 150,000 missiles? There's no way that Israel logically could possibly survive this. And this is why Israel is saying, oh, we're going to have to go first. We're going to have a preemptive strike against certainly both Hezbollah and against Iran, basically, because we cannot trust the United States anymore. Would that be a fairly accurate assessment of how you see things unfolding, John?
Yes, and the really dangerous thing is that, you know, there's 400 million Arabs in 22 countries. It goes from North Africa, the Maghreb, and Atlantic to the Indian Ocean. And the Arabs disagree with each other based on the Sunni-Shia split on a lot of things. But one thing they do agree, they want to keep the Middle East free of weapons of mass destruction. That applies and affects to both Iran and Israel. Okay, so what Obama's foreign policy is doing in a unilateral agreement with Iran is marginalizing the other Arab countries. And Obama has said a number of times he's against the spread of nuclear weapons in the Middle East. It would probably be a good idea to have representation from the Arab League, at least, or other Arab countries to have a summit with Iran, the Arab countries. You bring in the Shia and the Sunni. And the major thing is not just an issue of Iran, the issue of stopping nuclear weapons in the whole area. Because here's the thing. Once the United States eventually, over months and months probably, makes some kind of peace with Iran, the Saudis are not going to be satisfied, and they're going to ally themselves more with Israel, and they may even share nuclear weapons. Bahrain may want nuclear weapons. Oman may want them. Kuwait will certainly want them. Egypt will certainly want them. So our policy is probably too little too late. Bush negotiated with Iran for 8 years, and it didn't work out. Obama has negotiated for almost six years, and it hasn't worked out. And we've managed in the recent negotiations to offend everybody, the Arab countries, Europe, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. And the bottom line is this passiveness on Obama's part, this thing about his idea of making peace is really going to cause a tremendous break between the United States and Israel. And here's how the scenario will probably go. The United States has agreements with Israel that if Israel is attacked, even in a counterattack, okay, and Iran knows this, America must come to Israel's defense. And in prior war games with the United States, England, and France, those countries, some of the NATO countries, but mainly the United States with our Navy and air power, would take out the Iranian Air Force and the Iranian Navy. We would try to mollify Saudi Arabia so Iran doesn't attack the oil fields and cause oil to go up to $20 a gallon and block oil in the Gulf, and at the same time protect Israel. Obama is positioning himself now to abrogate those treaties with Israel because he's basically telling Israel, no, 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 you're not going to do anything because we're making peace with Iran. And if we make peace with Iran, we cannot help you because we've signed the peace agreement with Iran. So you see how Iran has been able to outmaneuver us with Russian help and with this whole goal of not just attacking Israel, threatening to have another Holocaust about Israel. Iran wants that Shia arc.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly John is saying they basically, of course, the whole complexion over there is changing. Certainly, Turkey is becoming increasingly a Muslim state, almost as if they're trying to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire and having increasing influence all throughout the Middle East and Uzbekistan as Turkestan and all these Muslim countries over there increasingly falling under Turkey's influence. And then, of course, we're seeing the growth, certainly, of this fundamentalist Islamic movement, certainly. Also, that part of the world, of course, what's going to happen? Well, certainly if Israel goes in and certainly they attack Iran, then they attack Hezbollah and they attack Hamas, and I don't know whether they would attack Syria along with this, but basically it's going to be very interesting to see how this unfolds. And then, of course, how this is going to impact on the United States. If certainly Israel attacks Iran, will Iran retaliate on Israel? Will Iran retaliate on the United States facilities in the Mideast and the Near East? Will Iran, as they have said, will Iran has said they will, if they are attacked by Israel, they will attack the great Satan, because the little Satan would not attack them if it wasn't for the United States giving permission. We're on the edge of a major confrontation. What are we talking about? Why are we talking about Obamacare? And of course, Obamacare is bad enough, but we're talking about a complete change in the entire structure of that part of the world. And certainly this is not being adequately covered by the mass media, because as we said earlier at the beginning of the program, our minds are molded, our taste form, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of, and we believe and think about the things that they want us to think about, and we have to begin to think independently and analyze what's going on. And I will tell you that what's going on over there is a seething cauldron, and it's going to have, I think, dramatic ramifications, not only in that part of the world, but it could very well have ramifications here. Our guest is John Quirk. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, I don't want a long dissertations and your opinion, but if you have a question for John, we'd be glad to talk to you. John, would you want to get your email out if people wanted to get in touch with you?
Yes, my email is irgglobal@aol.com. I also wanted to mention, besides the current situation, we have two other aspects there. One, as we pull out of Afghanistan, the Taliban will take over. They're already positioning themselves to take over. Al-Qaeda is actually getting stronger in places like Yemen. They're sending more and more fighters into Syria. That's another one of our enemies, Al-Qaeda. The United States is spending billions on fighting Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, Afghanistan, a little bit in Syria, certainly a lot in Yemen, and I'm not really sure we're winning. And I think what's happening in the restructuring, not so much if you believe the conspiracy people about what's happening in the United States, but what is happening, there's a new kind of, during the Cold War, we had the non-aligned movement. These are African, Asian, and some Latin American countries that followed the Soviet philosophy and played the Soviets against the United States. Now, with the end of the Cold War and communism basically defeated, you have the rise of radical Islam, and Russia is promoting a lot of that. And what you have now is you have a new non-aligned movement in the world. In Latin America, you have Argentina, Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Iran, and China are all through Latin America. They hate the United States. This is a new non-aligned movement in Latin America, always against America. In Africa, you have the rise of radical Islam in many countries. They're against, you know, Christian countries as well as the United States. And then we've talked about the whole problem between the Sunni and Shia in the Middle East and how we're losing Saudi Arabia, possibly Egypt and Turkey. And our strongest ally, which is Europe, is in very bad trouble economically. The banks there are illiquid. More and more of the 26 countries in NATO are fed up with the large amounts of money they have to put into defense, which is a drop in the bucket for them, because the United States picks up the tab for 80% of NATO and 90% funding the United Nations, who hates us. And Mr. Obama the other day, I was shocked, said he's issued an order to the National Security Council to stop spying on the United Nations. Well, the United Nations is one of our biggest adversaries. They've used their budgets to conduct espionage against us. The Russians use the budget to conduct espionage against us. And, you know, it seems like Mr. Obama is pandering constantly to the left, pandering to the media, and pulling back everything. The Europeans under the NSA have known that we've been conducting intelligence operations. They all do it against us. The Spanish, the French have a big listening station in Dome and Zarlat, which spies on our fleet and all of our embassies, and they bug our embassies. It's a tit-for-tat game. This is no big surprise. But you have Mr. Obama going out of his way to apologize to these people. It's ludicrous. It's ridiculous. They know that we've had tremendous signals intelligence going back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, after the Army Security Agency morphed into starting the National Security Agency. All the world's intelligence services know what the NSA does, what the NSA does, what the CIA does, what the FBI does. And what I'm still shocked at is how Mr. Obama let Mr. Snowden get sanctuary in Russia, our adversary. Mr. Romney was right about Russia. They are our geopolitical adversary. And using an American citizen that worked at the NSA to reveal more things, and instead of Obama stopping the Russians, he's giving in to our enemies and saying we should review things about the NSA. We should stop spying. We should do this. You know, I mean, I hate to join the conspiracy club, but you wonder what the heck is happening to our national security and our foreign policy.
Well, of course, our foreign policy has nothing to do with preserving freedom of America. Our foreign policy is basically we want a world government. Our leaders are dedicated to this idea of a one world government, but they're using our financial and military power to accomplish that. And the average American doesn't want that. They want to be Americans. They don't want to be global citizens, but they seem to be people who really have that as their goal. They seem to have an entirely different outlook, and unfortunately, they seem to be the one who are pulling the strings. Well, let's get to Bruce, who's calling from Michigan. Bruce, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. Do you know whether or not Russia and or China have a mutual defense pact with Iran?
Yes. Well, Russia does. Russia has a long-term intelligence agreement that goes back to after Khomeini left the scene. And just to give you a brief history, when Bill Casey was head of the CIA, a great director, he gave the Iranians a list of all the communist agents for the Tuda Party, and Khomeini actually rounded them up and executed them. Shortly after that, the payback, the Russians, the KGB, and then the FSB made an agreement with Iran to train them in intelligence. That was followed by a non-aggression pact and more military agreements. The Chinese don't have the extent of agreements that Russia has, but what the Chinese are now selling, they're selling to Venezuela, they're selling to Iran, they just signed an agreement with Turkey, they're signing cyber warfare agreements, not so much in trade or shipping hardware like the Russians ship tanks into Iran, but they have a cyber EMP agreement, and they're going to start training the Turks. They've been training the Iranians. They've got a base in Venezuela to develop cyber attacks against the United States as well as an EMP attack.
Okay, anything else, Bruce?
I was listening to a man, I believe, on the Wilson Forum over the weekend talking. I think his name is Sick, S-I-C-K, talking about Iran. He studied it for quite a while, and he claims they either have a nuclear weapon or we can believe them that they will not develop one, though they might be able to at a moment's notice. On this basis, Pakistan, North Korea, Israel, and South Africa all develop them within 5 to 10 years, and we've been talking about the Iranian nuke for some 31 or 32 years now. Why does it take so long?
They're either the dumbest people in the world, they have no idea what they're doing, or they have the bomb and they're not telling us, and I rather think that's the case, Bruce. We've thought for a long period of time that they have the bomb. I was told almost 20 years ago by the chief researcher for the Republican Congressional Research Department that they had the bomb. This was 1994, 1995. Article, Sydney, and you can look this up on the Internet. October 2011, Washington Times, just type in October 2011, Washington Times, Iran has nuclear weapons. And, of course, they said that in 2011. But they can't let the American people know that. We are supposed to believe certain things. Our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested. How would you respond to Bruce, who believes that certainly Iran already has a nuclear weapon, but suddenly they're just denying this for whatever purpose? Is that possible?
Well, it's a very, very good question. But here's the situation. Israel says that they're probably months, possibly weeks, from having about five bombs. They probably don't have it now. And the United States says they don't have it now. And I think you have to trust some of our intelligence. But here's what you have to look at. The Israelis have tactical nuclear weapons, and they have fitted their submarines with nuclear weapons, okay, as well as their airplanes. They've already warned the Iranians that if they try to develop a nuclear weapon and they get aggressive with Hezbollah in attacking Israel, Israel will drop tactical nuclear weapons on them. Now, here's the problem. We all think we're rational in dealing with certain things. The Iranian government, behind the Iranian government is this Mahdi sect. It's a doomsday sect, apocalyptic sect that controls the Revolutionary Guard. They believe that the end of the world is coming, okay? You can do a lot of research on this. They have tremendous influence over the imams and the mullahs there, and they don't care whether Israel has nuclear weapons and threaten them. They believe, according to their religion, that they must have a nuclear weapon, and they are going to try to con the West. They're already doing it now. Right now, Iran has told Obama and Kerry they're going to stop developing nuclear research, even though it's for peaceful purposes. They're bending over backwards. The reason they're bending over backwards is there is a possibility they already have the bomb, or they're weeks away from being able to develop one. So the bottom line is nobody really knows. I mean, I don't think the Israelis really know either, whether we're weeks away, months away, or whether they really have one. But I know one thing. The Mahdi sect, and I left Iran in 1979, and I have many, many Iranian sources in this country and Iraq. They believe that this sect in Iran could not be controlled, and that they would use it against Israel, even though it could eventually wipe out their whole country. And this is the kind of crazy world that we live in.
And basically, don't they honestly believe that certainly that basically if they're killed in battle, they immediately go to wherever the Muslims go to, the Muslim heaven? And basically, it's because they just as soon die, you know, certainly because that's going to bring the Mufti or whatever it is back. Isn't sort of their belief that we're going to have an apocalyptic incident to bring certainly their God to back? Is that how it works?
That's how it works. And the other thing is the intelligence that the Saudis are giving us and some of the Turks, although that's been reduced, has really also said that the Iranians probably already have a bomb or weeks away from it. The Saudis are extremely paranoid about Iran getting a nuclear weapon because they're long-term enemies, Sunni versus Shia, and they don't want them as a regional power. And here's the bottom line. Let's say the United States does make peace with Iran, and it's likely we will, and we let them unfreeze their assets, they become the regional power, we give them oil technology. Well, what's the next step? The Iranians still believe, down the line, whether it's 2 years or 5 years, they must have a nuclear arsenal. So in any respect, we should not make peace with Iran until they completely dismantle every part of their nuclear plants. And Mr. Kerry has already given them the nod that they can keep their nuclear plants for peaceful research. The Israelis don't buy it, and I support Israel in this matter. I don't think you can permit Iran to have any kind of nuclear research or facilities. Just can't trust them.
Okay, fine, Bruce. We're going to have to let you go. Let's quickly go to Jim, who's calling from Michigan. Jim, do you have a quick question? We're almost out of time.
Yes, Mr. Quirk, my question is this. I'm certainly interested in what's going on and what might happen, but outside of everything that's going back and forth and what might happen, et cetera, my biggest interest, and I think everybody in America, their biggest interest is in simply knowing, is the man that we hired to be president, in your opinion, is he working in our best interest, and what is his end game?
All right, fine. That's a good, legitimate question. What about our president?
You know, Jim, the first 4 years that I was on Dr. Stan's show and things, I never criticized the president. I respected the office of the president. But there's a long history of Obama. I believe he's the wrong leader for us now. I believe he's incompetent. I don't believe that you can follow, you know, some of these things that he's a Muslim or the smears against him. But if you look at every aspect of our foreign policy, he's failed. The North Koreans are back making more bombs with plutonium. He's let Venezuela, which is our soft underbelly, get away with murder with Iranians and Chinese there. He let the Russians play us with Syria. This is a fact, okay? He's making an agreement with Iran, which has offended our allies. It's made doubts about everything. The thing he's done with Benghazi, with the IRS, and the media, the mainstream media, never criticizes the man. If it was Bush doing one of these things, they'd move to have him impeached. I think Mr. Obama is incompetent. I think his foreign policy is a disaster. I think he doesn't care about our national security. And I think the straw that's going to break the camel back is going to happen in the next few months, where he's going to try to cut massive amounts of our weapon systems and the military. He's already fired 9 generals. He's replaced a lot more. And the best thing you can say about him, he believes in the social welfare state. He believes in a certain track of Marxism.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called prostate support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Darkest Dan, and our guest this evening has been John Quirk, and John's going to be with us on the Wednesday afternoon. I'm not sure which, but anyway, John, we can cover the same material again. Fascinating program. God bless, and thanks very much for being with us.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was John Quirk. And John has certainly been with the intelligence agencies for a long time. He has a lot of contacts throughout the world. And I hope you enjoy his analysis of most of what he says. I agree with, because as you know, I'm coming from a Christian point of view. And I believe that there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes. Now, who is funding the world terrorist movement? Well, you need to get Paul Williams' book, entitled certainly The Crescent Moon Rising. You need to get our four CDs set of the interviews I've done with him, and they're certainly going to be available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Certainly just call, I think it's Paul Lindsay, as I, anyway, essentially the get the book Crescent Moon Rising, and the book, the interviews are with the author of that book, who goes into the fact that we are financing this whole radical Islamic movement, largely through a man named Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N, one of the richest men in the world, about $50 billion. He operates out of Pennsylvania. He was thrown out of Turkey because he was so radical. The CIA brought him in here. He makes his money off of drugs. He set up his schools and centers all over the Muslim world, being funded with drug money, and of course, certainly being supervised by the CIA, that has created the best enemy money could buy. And you say that doesn't make sense. Why would we want to create an enemy? Well, for the same reason we finance the Nazis, for the same reason we finance the communists. If you haven't certainly read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the other material that we have. If you want to know how we finance the Nazis, you need to get certainly John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, or certainly I suggest a 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, The War Against the Jews, The War Against the Jews, showing how, of course, they've tried to make you think it's the Jews who are responsible for the Nazis, and they were simply victims of a movement at all which exists today. If you want to get into how we helped the Nazis escape to South America and the United States following the war, the 4-CD set, Operation Paperclip, that's Operation Paperclip. If you want to know something about Adolf Hitler and how he escaped to South America, the book is Grey Wolf, and all of these are available from Radio Liberty. You're not going to find these in regular bookstores. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, trying to get you educated. The book on Adolf Hitler, Grey Wolf, actually we can get my interview with the author, one of the authors of that book. They went to South America. They talked to the people who took care of Adolf and knew Adolf when he lived in South America following World War II. You see, because most of what you believe, this isn't true. And if you want to know how we helped the Nazis escape to the United States and to South America, of course, much of this is covered in John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, but it's also covered certainly in the 4-CD set we have called Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that most of what you think you know just isn't true. But certainly, as we mentioned earlier, one of the most important things you can do is get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And I'd read it through to understand the spiritual forces behind everything that's going on today. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, we can certainly use your help. We hope you'd want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or donate to us, because we have an opportunity to get onto another whole network. But we're going to have to be able to raise some funds to do that. But it would give us a much increase in the outreach of our organization. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who certainly was running a toy business, having a good life back in the about 1980, somewhere in that area, when somebody came to him and said, look, I mean, you've got a great toy business, but we would just love to go into business with you. We can expand this. We can sell toys throughout the world or put up a lot of money. We'll make a lot of us in the a lot of money, certainly, by expanding your business. And Bob went right along with it without realizing this man was a CIA asset, and his toy company was to be used to actually smuggle guns to the Contras in Nicaragua. Well, 33 years have passed since then, and Bob's life changed at that time. He certainly has testified before Congress. He's done a number of independent investigations, and certainly he's coming up with a new program right now, trying to explain to people what's really going on behind the scenes, the fact that we are going to be facing some sort of a major cataclysmic event in the not-too-distant future. But I'm going to let sort of Bob pick up the story and tell you what he's doing and the things that concern him today. Bob Fletcher, you go right ahead.
Hi, how are you doing, Stan?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing? That's more important.
I'm better than I was a couple of weeks ago.
I'm glad for that, because you were just on death's door then. I'm so glad you're better.
Yeah, whatever. It was kind of another one of my exciting episodes, rushing to the emergency through the emergency front doors with the ride, my chauffeur being the ambulance drivers. But it turned out not to be as serious as I thought, thank goodness. So I'm back again, causing as much grief to the bad guys and corrupted government, what they call a secret government that I've been chasing for so many years. And I know one thing that's on a lot of people's minds is this infamous new expose that I've been working on and having so many problems, mostly external. I know this absolutely the sounds of a paranoid
investigator.
Bob, you're only paranoid when you imagine people are against you, when they really are against you, and when they really are attacking your computer. Why? That's just simply being a realist. But go right ahead.
That's the truth. And the status at this point is it's completed. Finally, it's out of here, and it's on its way. I would say tomorrow, the next day, it'll be at my manufacturer's point of manufacturing, and hopefully they don't have any difficulties from this point forward. We'll get that that expose out, because it's actually very important. It's very timely, and it's a situation where we actually I'm holding my breath to get this out in have it available for everybody to go over it.
Well, can I just, for our listeners out there, basically, because Bob has been analyzing the fact that the elite, the people who really run the world, are making the arrangements for themselves for a cataclysmic event that is about to take place. And they're certainly setting up underground facilities, certainly food, water, ammunition, 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, massive amounts of food, and there are underground facilities that are there for the elite. Not for the average individual, certainly in both Russia and China, they're preparing for the civilians, but for some reason, the people who are running our country, what I call the Brotherhood, don't seem to be so concerned about the average individual, so they're going to have to look after themselves. But it's not just simply Bob. I certainly, Jesse Ventura went into this, Alex Jones, my friend Joel Skousen, Bob Fletcher, others we know have investigated. I believe it's true. A major event's coming. They're preparing. And you better as well.
While the storm Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Hold that
thought. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob is saying that he's going to have his three-hour documentary available very soon. He thinks that, of course, there's something very significant is about to come about. He already believes that this is going to be tied into Planet X. He says he's not absolutely positive, but he thinks that certainly this is probably what it is. Planet X is going to create some sort of a cataclysmic event, probably having to do with our weather and issues here on Earth. But anyway, go ahead, Bob. Certainly, right. There's a lot of people who do not believe in Planet X as well. They think it is certainly something that's been created to frighten us to death. But anyway, certainly, say whatever you feel is what your beliefs are.
Sure, and that was my feeling. Well, originally, my thought was, let me put it this way. I just didn't know. And I hate to make a decision on either direction, one way or the other. In what I've been doing, at my investigations, the work I've been doing for actually 30 years now, and unfortunately, when I discover something that's taking place, when it's a secret, something that's going on that's not in the best interest of the American people, I have chased those and pursued them. And unfortunately, I have to say it that way. Unfortunately, I've been right 99% of the time. Very seldom have I jumped onto one of my investigations and chased it and found out that it turned out that I was wrong. I, of course, was one of the first persons to come forward with the weather control being used as a weapon. And, of course, when I spoke about that on the floor of the Senate Intelligence Subcommittee in testimony, I was really holding my breath, you know, that I was 99%. I was right. And that was way back in 95. And, of course, a million people jumped on me and said, oh, geez, you've lost it. You know, you're crazy. They can't affect the weather. And what are you talking about? And, of course, I already had in my possession everything I would have needed if I even had to go to court. I could have prosecuted somebody with the information I had. We were doing it. I knew we were doing it. And just the point was that 80% of the rest of the world would not have believed it and didn't know anything about it. And it included all the senators and congressmen sitting up there in front of me in Washington. They just didn't know what they were talking about, and I did.
Well, let me just, for our listeners out there, if you have any question that there really it shows that the contrails and chemtrails are pretty synonymous, simply go onto your search engine and type in suddenly jet fuel nano aluminum. Jet fuel, nano aluminum. You'll find out that they're putting nano aluminum into the jet fuels, and it's getting into the air, it's getting into the water, it's getting into the soil, it's getting into our food. And aluminum is a deadly poison. Why would they be doing that? We're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of tons of this all over the world.
And right. And of course, the one of the primary things relative to the weather control, besides whatever the effects that they do, chemical spraying and the chemtrails, combinations of experiments there. But the big deal had turned out, which I was aware of many, many years ago, when that was heating up of the ionosphere and that type of thing. It's a kind of an electronic means by which to affect the weather in the ionosphere and et cetera, et cetera. And it turns out that the Russians now and the Red Chinese, they've been doing it since finding out how we were doing it back in the early 90s and starting to get to be profuse at it, pretty proficient. The Chinese and, of course, the Russians got involved, and they've been doing it a huge program. But I only use that as an example, and that is that when it was something that hardly anyone on Earth even believed in, or least of all knew anything about, and I stepped forward, took a big breath, and said, this is what's going on, and I was ready to take on the fight, so to speak, with all the people that didn't know anything about it. And of course, the reaction was, that was so extraordinary. It was so far out that they just couldn't imagine it, didn't have a handle on it. But I didn't worry about coming forward. And I pieced together with this new DVD that, knock on wood, we will have available within a few weeks here, a couple of weeks, they are, and I'm talking they, talking about bad guys in government. I always use a simple term, the corrupted secret government that's functioning so well, hidden beneath our primary American culture. And they're spending all of our money. They have taken every penny they wanted. They just they could care less at this point in time. They've emptied the Fort Knox, I'm sure of that. They've taken other money from every other budget they could steal out of and transfer the money under black projects and stamp top secret. And they've been creating hideouts for themselves. These are underground facilities, and the possible the idea that they will possibly survive when the rest of us are out here faced with a colossal cosmic type problem. And I'm positive that it is in fact the Nibiru coming back in from this extended huge orbit that it takes around the sun. It takes a couple of thousand years. When and if that happens, and the going according to the size of what's been calculated and all, it will affect us in several ways. One thing, first off, and this is a big and important part of my presentation in my new expose, and that is that it's already affecting us. It's already affecting the sun. It's affecting the moon. It has affected all of the planets going out from Pluto inward. They actually have been heating up, getting hotter because of Nibiru coming in. They actually are, in fact, their orbits are being affected. They're sort of wiggling or jiggling or bobbling in their normal orbits. It's affected the chemistry, external chemistry of the atmosphere of all the planets coming in. And again, this is coming from the farthest side out, not from the sun going back out the normal direction. They're heating up. It's affecting all of that. Some of the actual heating of the global warming is actually Nibiru affecting that. And what potentially would happen if this, and as a matter of fact, it's not even a matter of if, but it's a matter of when, this would come by, swing through. Matter of fact, it comes in an opposite direction of all the rest of the planets. All of the orbits are in one direction. This one comes in from an opposite direction in its orbit. When it swings through, its gravitational effect would be tremendous on the Earth. The possibility of us passing, it would come, to make this clear, it would come in around the sun and then go back out again, which it has done several times over many, many years.
Are we talking this occurring, though, sometime in the next 50 years, or next 10 years, or next 5 years, or next year?
Yeah, this is where you have to apply simple common sense, and this is where when it started to bother me was I've known about it. I knew a little bit, maybe a little more than some people, only because I was interested in it several years ago. But what dawned on me was that these guys in Washington that had the inside track on this and had the heads up in about 1983 when Reagan was in office was when all of a sudden at some point there around that point in time, the scientists and astronomers and certain other people got together with the leadership of the secret government and said, hey, and I say secret government because that's the only thing that we've had in the presidency and administrations for so many years. They're a two-sided coin. They, on one hand, pretend to be legal and doing things the way they're supposed to, and on the other hand, be they either Democratic or Republican, they have been stealing and cheating and doing even drug smuggling directly involved with our military, et cetera. That's all old information. But when I realized that they had sort of all of a sudden stopped around 83, 85, 84, in that period of time, and started not pushing one world government as much as taking the money and splitting it off to building these facilities for themselves. They certainly would not build trillions of dollars worth of underground facilities if they were not genuinely, honestly scared themselves of what is coming in. And a matter of fact, the title of my expose is titled Incoming. And the point is that they just wouldn't be spending all of this money all of a sudden and all these projects that's just going in one direction, and that is survival facilities for themselves. That's it. The money, the food's going in there, the equipment, material to exist in underground facilities. Then I found out that we were assisting financially with several other nations for them to do the same thing. So we have a worldwide situation building underground protective facilities for the elite of the world. They would not be doing that if they thought it was 60 years down the road. So that's the problem that brings it up as to what kind of a date are we talking about. We are not talking 20 years from now.
All right, fine. Well, could this be some other major cataclysmic event, though, taking place? We're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and he raised a question with Bob. Is it possible that there is some other thing besides this Planet X that they are preparing for? We know that they're making preparations. We know they have underground facilities. We know that they're storing food and ammunition. We know that suddenly they're actually helping other nations, the leaders of other nations, to prepare. We do know the Russians are making massive preparations for their general population. But here in the United States, they're not preparing for the public to be prepared or to be protected in case a cataclysmic event should occur. Now, basically, Bob believes it's going to be this Planet X. And then, of course, there is the possibility there could be an EMP attack or might do this. And then, of course, Bob is talking about a comet that's going to be coming in here, the 16th or 17th of November, and that's going to be passing very close to the Earth. Is that correct, Bob?
Right. I believe it's the 15th, and it's supposed to come in. You know, again, now, you know, when we're talking astronomical measurements and distance, you know, when they say it's going to be close, you know, it's going to be several million miles away, you know. But the problem is things like when it crosses, it will literally supposedly come in and will cross at least once, possibly twice, but I think only once. It'll be coming in and we will go through the tail of any of the debris of this, you know, and so therein lies possibly a problem. If we go through space debris, and we have, like we saw the Russian meteor that came in and crashed a few months back that they didn't know about, and it came in like from nowhere, so to speak, because it was behind or near the sun, it was not easily detected. All right, but when that came through, if you can imagine 37 or 250 of these variety size pieces of debris hitting the globe, we would really have, for the first time, an unbelievable catastrophic situation. So when you say just going through space debris, if you say it like that, it doesn't sound too bad. But when you realize each one of these would be the representative impact of either 1 to 100 atomic bombs. So that kind of a situation, obviously, this is where we get back to whether it makes sense to tell the general public about something like this, like a cosmic impact that just could be so far over our imagination. But here's the problem now, in terms of thinking about whether these preparations are relative to that. That was only recognized in, I think it was about a year ago, 2012. All right. They've been doing these underground facilities seriously since 83, 85, around that time. And when I testified in the Iran, was involved with the Iran-Contra investigation, there was brought out on the floor when Oliver North was lying to the Congress about his activities there with his hand raised to God. When they had him up and questioning him, they said, what was the deal with continuity of government and your plans with the president's offices and the vice president Bush at that time? What was it about this constitutional continuity of government where you were going to suspend the Constitution. You worked on the plans to suspend the Constitution. I believe it was Congressman Brooks from Texas that brought that out on the floor. When he did, the Senator Inouye from Hawaii instantly gaveled him down, told him to shut up, and that we would follow the rest of those questions behind closed doors because they were top secret. That point in time, now that was in 87, and I go back to 1983 and around in that time was when they really got serious with these underground facilities. So they knew nothing about ISON coming in. They didn't know anything about that. That wasn't discovered till last year. So they already knew whatever it is that has scared the pudding out of these people is something that they knew about way back, actually in the 60s, but in the 80s was when it was verified, and they tightened up their belt, started stealing billions and putting them into these underground facilities.
And I've actually seen that film footage that basically our friend Dave Wegner actually has this on video, where actually the senator, the congressman asked about certainly these preparations that are being made, and he's gaveled down by Senator Inouye, who says, we'll discuss that in private session, and he tries to bring it out, and basically he knows that there's some sort of a major crisis coming, and they will not allow him to get the information out. And we actually have seen that footage. It's available certainly in the I've forgotten the name of those, but we do still carry the material put out by David Wegner. Vitally important that you understand there is a problem coming.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
that thought, you're right ahead. Basically, of course, Bob is simply talking about what he has certainly on his DVDs and why are your DVDs better? Do you have actual pictures of Planet X?
Yes, I believe we have several of the best pictures taken. Some of them are very recent. And again, this is something that is to be concerned, and that is that they get better. In other words, we have pictures of it several years ago that was very vague, and now it keeps coming in. It's coming closer, and we are getting better pictures from professional and also even amateur astronomers. It can only be seen at this point in time from a very southern point of our globe at given periods of time. And again, you have to remember, we think in terms of pictures of our solar system. We all think of it in very flat terms. In other words, like draw a picture on a piece of paper and you got the sun in the middle and everything circling it. And it's just a flat, single-dimensional thing. But when these, like Nibiru, is said to be coming in on 30 degrees, 32 or 35 degrees off of an angle from an opposite of our regular orbit of all of the planets, coming from an opposite orbital direction, and on a skew, and plus the Earth is moving, the sun's there, we're moving around it. The Earth is moving, all the planets are moving, and Nibiru is coming in from what constitutes from the southern, let's say like the South Pole view, and also from very close to the sun when it is at that point. So it's not real easy to photograph, and it's like the one that came into Russia, that comet that came, that meteor that came in there, or meteorite. When that came in, they didn't even see it until all of a sudden, boom, it crashed into the atmosphere over Russia. And everybody said, how could we miss that? And it was because of the same reason. It was close to the sun, and it was just not visible. It was could not be seen in advance. So to get back to it now, something else is the only reason I think ISON may even be an advanced problem connected to Nibiru. Nibiru affecting everything already. And by the way, we had pictures recently. This is a new discovery for myself because I didn't even include this in my report. Apparently, there are photographs that the moon has actually moved. The moon has changed its direction. It's kind of like it's pretty much when we look at it, it's a constant side to show to the view from Earth. But that has changed only in the last few months. And apparently people that have been photographing it, now they've come back and they said, hey, look at this. I took a picture of this in September or going back in June or July. And now in August and September, it's completely moved. Nobody's talking about it. NASA is talking about, of course, our pole moving, the north, south, the poles are shifting on Earth. That's a scientific fact, according to NASA. But additionally, they're now talking that sometime within possibly 90 days, the sun will have a pole shift. Now, that's not to be a big surprise because that does happen, has happened a few times in the past where the actual north-south pole locations shifts on the sun in a kind of somewhat of a cyclical kind of a thing on a somewhat of a schedule. But here's my point. With this Nibiru, the amount of gravity involved and the size of it and the speed through which coming through our solar system or back towards sun to go around the sun, it is affecting all of the planets, and it is pushing a lot of junk in front of it. This is something let me put it this way. It's sort of like if you have a bowl full of water representing our solar system being fairly unaffected with nothing going on in a bowl of water. You put a spoon in it at one little point in the in your bowl and wiggle it a little bit, it'll send out effective waves across and bang all over your little bowl full of water. That's what is happening with Nibiru. It is causing a vibrational effect, if you will, from gravity and all the rest of it. And that's one of the reasons why, if you will go back and look, if anybody's interested in it, and check out, we are having, in case you didn't recognize it, an unbelievable amount of meteors and meteorites and falling stars and all of that affecting us much more than normal. It's affecting the entire globe. All over the world, people are having these little meteorites, falling stars, shooting stars, whatever you want to call them, tremendously increased in the last 2 years. And I, again, feel that that is the effect of Nibiru coming in and really coming fast. The speed of this thing is calculated to be very, very high. Again, you know, we get back a point that I make in my report, and that is that the bad guys in government that have the hands on our money and the ability to do it, they would not be spending all of this money into hideouts underground with the food and the MREs and the facilities themselves. They wouldn't be doing all of that if they were not immediately scared and concerned about what's going on. I guarantee you one thing, and I obviously don't have a high respect for very many people in Washington, but those crooks up there would be rather stealing the money and putting it into pet projects of their own in their own backyard and putting it into their own pocket as opposed to digging holes and putting all this money down inside holes in the ground. So they are worried about something in the immediate future, and I'm positive at this point in time that it is the Planet X Nibiru. The one guy that was highly respected several years ago that finally came forward and joined ranks with this Dr. Sitchin, who had been the first person that said it was coming back through. Nibiru was coming back around back in the 60s and 70s when a fellow named Robert Harrington, the head of the United States Naval Observatory, called Dr. Sitchin into his office. He said, "You are right. I have found it. I see what you're talking about. This is a real thing. It is way out there, but it is this giant planet that is out there." And he was in the process of doing his official report on it, and he was killed. Amazingly, he died from the same cancer that Ruby, the guy that assassinated Oswald, died. It was an instant cancer where they discovered he had cancer 1 week, and a couple of weeks later he was dead. And that same thing happened with Dr. Harrington, a fellow that was, again, in charge of the Naval Observatory, and that would be the last thing that Uncle Sam was going to want to have. Well, Uncle Sam, the corrupted guys in government, they weren't going to let anybody know about it, and they eliminated him.
Well, are you suggesting that they're frightened that the people will learn about this, there'll be panic or civil Absolutely. Unrest, or yeah. Is this what you're suggesting?
Absolutely, yeah. The thought is again, and if you and I just sat down and said, well, let's apply some common sense here. What do we think the people of Earth would do if you told them there was a possible an Earth-ending event on the horizon? I mean, how would that affect the people in general? You got to bear in mind, regardless of anything, these thieves that we're referring to, the secret government, one world government characters that have been taking so much control of the world so far, the last thing they would want would even be for business to fail. I mean, if in fact Nibiru came by and hardly anything happened, well, then they certainly would want to go on with stealing the rest of the money themselves. The society would be really go crazy. I mean, they would be completely into a rioting in the street situation. Now, that's where we go to another part of my report, and that is we know that they've been spending billions on weapons and bullets and riot control information, riot control equipment, and training on riot control to control rioters, and putting in all of this, where they've recently required that anybody connected with any enforcement at all has to be qualified to handle and shoot all of the particular weapons that they've been buying, and has to be qualified on riot control and how to handle it and all of that. Why would they be doing all that? Why would they, under the new national security laws, have all of these little agencies, even the Internal Revenue Service, buying and ordering this equipment? Why do they have deadlines between, actually the deadline was something like a couple of weeks back, up through the 1st of or the 30th of November? Why would they do all that, see, if it was not an immediate concern? Now, if this ISON comet comes in, which again, it's supposed to come fairly close on the 15th of November, something very unusual has been taking place, and that is in Puerto Rico. You know, we had talked about 500,000 coffins that were ordered up. And see, this is another thing. You have to say, why would they do that?
Well, basically, we saw the pictures of them. Jesse Ventura had that on his radio program. Alex Jones has talked about them. I've seen the pictures of them. Many hundreds of thousands of coffins. Each one would take four bodies. And I think that's a good question. Yeah, why would they do that?
And here's what's happening, which bothers me. I mean, this is just an extra little glitch that, as a matter of fact, this is all also fairly new information, which, believe it or not, so new, I don't believe it's also on my report. I mean, I do talk about the coffins, but what I'm about to say, I don't have anything on my particular report on. That is that for some reason in Puerto Rico, they have shipped those coffins, either all of them or most of them, to Puerto Rico in the last few weeks. They've also shipped 1 million body bags to Puerto Rico in the last few weeks. They have shipped many shiploads of smaller military weapons and equipment and riot control type of units into Puerto Rico in the last few weeks. All of this has been on the Puerto Rican news. This is all reality things. This is not where somebody out in Never Never Land came up with a flim-flam and passing this information on. And again, I try to steer around that the best I can by verifying it, and I have seen and heard the broadcast of news in Puerto Rico that the people, the citizens, want to know what is going on. Under FEMA, they have shipped the coffins in there, they have shipped body bags, they have shipped MREs by the millions, and water and emergency equipment, the same as they would 2 days after a bad storm like Sandy in New York City. This is what they send in a couple of days later. Well, that's what they're sending in advance into Puerto Rico. Now, why? I don't know. I don't know if they've done an analysis and they think that within sometime in the month of November, maybe it's the ISON. Maybe they are thinking that it's going to come too close or cause an effect. But apparently they've done some kind of an analysis now to put this stuff into Puerto Rico. Now, obviously,
why Puerto Rico, you know?
Then you have to look at that. You have to say, that's the next question. You have to say, why Puerto Rico? Well, maybe that's the place that you would want all of that equipment to be available away from let's say, East Coast or something like that. Maybe they have an idea of where they're anticipating a problem, and they're going to have that equipment kind of, let's say, in storage in Puerto Rico, because you obviously wouldn't put that stuff there if you anticipated, let's say, a tsunami from a meteor hitting the water near Puerto Rico. You certainly wouldn't put your equipment in there. So it has to be a clearing transportation point, a jump-off point for all of that equipment and material to go someplace fairly close to wherever Puerto, you know, to the location of Puerto Rico. Now, that goes back into now being fairly close to what they call Area 3 for FEMA, which is the magic place where that Area 3 for the FEMA location came up when the deal was cut a few months back to have finance or have emergency military assistance from the Russians was theoretically when they, if they needed it, that they would be called into Area 3 for FEMA. Area 3 is, of course, the East Coast, right at where Washington, D.C. and that general area. So I don't know, but all I know is the reality is the coffins are there, the body bags are there, the military vehicles and riot control equipment is there, and it's being shipped in. It's already there. It's already there. And they've been on the news with it in Puerto Rico and talking about it. The general public, they're sitting there. They're saying, you know, what's going on? You know, should we move out of Puerto Rico? But again, the logic is that they would not put it in Puerto Rico if they anticipated a tsunami wave coming in or something going to hit Puerto Rico itself, you know.
Well, what you're saying is we're living in very uncertain times. We don't have all the answers, but basically we know that a major cataclysmic event is coming. Would that be a fair assessment?
Oh, no question about it. And again, you go back and you have to say, you know.
Quickly, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your material.
Sure. It's you can go on online to my website. I don't have anything up on my new video yet, and I'm doing that particularly. I don't want to have people ordering it until it's available. As soon as it is, it will be. But you can go on to all my other investigations at BobFletcherInvestigations.com.
BobFletcherInvestigations.com. BobFletcherInvestigations.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson homeschool program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan and Sidney Bob has been talking about crop circles, the fact that there's something mysterious about crop circles. There's so many of them out there. They don't talk about them, but there have been about 20,000 of them. These are somehow electronically created. Of course, I believe the crop circles have a strong occult foundation. I believe, of course, so much of what's going on today is related to the occult and to these secret spiritual forces that certainly dominate the world in which we live. Are both forces for good and forces for evil. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest that you give it serious consideration to getting it. If you haven't certainly heard our DVD with Constance Cumby, or the four CD set we have, certainly with Constance Cumby on the New Age movement and the world occult movement, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And what you must understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle, because behind what's going on politically and ideologically and culturally and financially and educationally are powerful spiritual forces. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It's about an hour and a half talk. You need to get my talk on Population Control, a Secret Agenda. So you get those three DVDs, you'll know more than 99% of the people. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll go to our webpage, that's radioliberty.com, where you can read our newsletters and you can certainly watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. You can hear 4 hours of it there at Radio Liberty live, and then the rest of it you can hear certainly recorded there. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. We have been approached by another network that would like to have us join them, but we certainly need the funding before we can do that. So if you're in a position to help, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And then, of course, when Bob Fletcher's DVD is available, why we'll make it available. We carry 8 of his other DVDs going into the assassination of John Kennedy, and certainly going into many of the other issues, certainly the murder of Sonny Bono. And certainly give us our 800 number or call, 1-800-544-8927, and just ask for a list of all the DVDs of Bob Fletcher that are available through my ministry. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll tell others about our radio program. You'll encourage them to begin listening, because one of the greatest things you can do for people is to bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord. And this is really what it's all about. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it really is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there really are supernatural forces out there. You can't understand the wars or the conflicts that have happened in the past unless you understand this. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. Why we recommend John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret, and my 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, The War Against the Jews. That's The War Against the Jews. Why is this important? Well, it's important because you have to understand that the powerful forces are not imaginary, they're real. And we are moving into the climax of civilization. How soon? I don't know. But I do know that the other side is making their preparations. I believe that certainly there's a very real possibility of an EMP attack. You need to get our 4-CD set and our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack and begin making your preparations. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. From the mountains.